Everything's running smoothly.
What's going on, Pete? Happy Monday, brother. How you feeling, man? A post WrestleMania Monday for your KC Morning Show. My name's Hartzell. Pete, broadcasting live from the comforts of his bedroom. Hello, my friend.
Morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. It's Monday, April 6th. We're actually almost, this is incredible, we're working on our first third of the year gone after this month. So,
and we're still flying. A show. Isn't this crazy? Who would have thought? Who would have thought?
Time flying once again. Yeah, the fourth month. We started on November 15th, so we'll be hitting our 6 months pretty soon. Who would have thought that we'd make it this far? Certainly not me.
It's about mid-50s.
The real feel as you're waking up, it'll get as high to the high 60s today.
Ooh, that's not a bad
real feel.
I like doing that.
Cloudy today, high of 69, low of 60.
Nice.
And then tomorrow, Tuesday, partly cloudy, high of 80, low of 55. So we'll be hitting the 80s this week in Kansas City.
My God. Really. Oh, man. I guess we're at that time, huh? I guess it's here.
Early preview of what will be May. I mean, May is usually the hotter month in Kansas City in particular, but yeah.
Oh.
A warm front will be coming on it.
Is this matching up with the projections that you saw? You know, you've been doing weather now since November. I'm sure you were on top of all these things. Is this what you expected?
Yeah. Well, in the KC Morning Show weather forecast studio, I was just taking a look at some of the graphs this morning, and the projections had shown that warm front will be coming in through the easterly winds and be pushing around through America right to the northeast, and maybe the south of the country might see some of this warm front, but Midwest should be in and out by Wednesday and get you back to normal by Thursday.
That's the best kind of way to do it.
AccuWeather, KC Morning Show forecast presented by, well, absolutely no one at the moment, but.
Sponsors pending. This is your placeholder studios.
We encourage.
Absolutely encourage. Well, Peter, how was your weekend, my friend? I don't know about you. I didn't bring it up on the show because I feel like we're all kind of going through this thing together. We're trying to figure all of it out live and just adjust to the new reality of what is the new normal. But I think last week, at least for me, I kind of hit my wall. You know, I think I've been seeing the same three people, and my dogs have no longer they're not excited like they used to be. Like when I was staying home the first couple weeks, I think it was a nice surprise for everybody. Like, oh, hey, look, this is Dad's home. And now I think they're kind of fed up with my ish. And to be honest, I'm fed up with theirs too. So I think I took this weekend and I kind of got after it. I don't know about you. I kind of let loose a little bit.
Well, I'm not even going to ask you the question I want to know because I'm going to be disappointed by the answer. I had a relaxing.
Uh-oh.
I had a relaxing weekend. We are wrestling fans. They had a two-night WrestleMania, so I sort of planned my weekend around that. I was working a ton. I've been talking about this stupid draft guide for a while now. Not that it's stupid, but the amount of work that it took to go into it was stupid, and we finally have it ready, and it's good to go for this morning.
So hold on. That's live right now. That's officially
noon.
A thing. Noon. Okay.
At noon, it gets released to the public. It's about 300 pages of just information about how the players that can be drafted later this month can fit in Kansas City. So if you are looking to pass the time, and we have about 250 prospect reviews that my guys reviewed film and wrote down how they fit with the Chiefs. That thing's finally done, so I'll turn the page on that from this weekend.
Oh, pun intended and encouraged. Well done. I see what you did there.
Now I'll get ready for what will be a move during a pandemic. So really, really
it
awesome schedule.
Stop for you. Who put this thing together? Who was your scheduler? Who botched this one?
Well, I have to schedule all these things at this time of year because when the football season picks up, I can do almost nothing but work. So a lot of my stuff I have to jam into like half the year. Like if I'm going to go on any doctor's appointments or, you know, do anything life altering. It has to be during the 6-month off season.
Well, congrats, man. I know that's a big endeavor you guys put together. So congrats. I know the whole team, I'm sure, is very proud of your performance. Congratulations, and I hope you sell all the books, every single one of them.
Hartzell P. Gray, the P is for props.
Well, did you get a chance to watch WrestleMania? We won't talk about it a lot. Although I will say that I think our blend of wrestling on Friday's show may have been the best we've ever done. I'm gonna smell my own farts. That was a good show Friday.
Whoa.
Hey, I'll say it.
I have a bigger take for WrestleMania, and I put a section in sports, so a little later in the show that I'll share it with you.
Okay,
but I thought
okay,
it was
that works, that works.
We'll I thought it was a good two nights generally though.
It was a damn fun distraction, and we got a wrestling acid trip, which was maybe the best thing I've ever seen. It was amazing.
I did think of you while it was going on, and I knew you certainly enjoyed it.
When that match, in air quotes, when that match happened, I got a lot of text messages. A lot of people were saying, man, that really reminded me of Hartzell. And I didn't know how to take that.
You're
I took it as a compliment, but I'm not sure how I should take that.
You're the go-to guy when there are a lot of people watching a trip on TV. Just let that settle in.
That is, you know what, Pete? It's a great way to put that, man. That's very, very good. So we're moving, and I am going to assume, I think I might have asked you this a couple weeks ago, you don't need me, right? Because I'm not, this is not my specialty when it comes to manual labor. You know that, right?
No, I figured that. I wasn't even going to ask you.
Okay,
I'm trying to involve
God.
As
thank
few
God.
People as possible with all the craziness going on. But my whole plan is to just get everything in boxes and have the movers do their thing and then spray it all with Lysol when I get there. And then I'll be good to go. So it's going to be just a movers doing the work type of deal.
It's the best way to do it. It's the only way to do it, man. I'm never moving again. I've told myself the last time I did that, I said never again. Never, ever, ever again.
Yeah, it's a big moment this month. I go from having three roommates, which I've had roommates now since I've moved to Kansas City, and really since my early 20s for the most part. There was a small period where I didn't have a roommate, but yeah, I'll have no roommates now. It'll be kind of nice. It'll be a little bit lonely, but also kind of nice.
So here's the question I'm about to ask, which I'm 100% going to get you in trouble, so we may have to cut this in post. But, you know, you say this is the spot. This is your first spot without a roommate in a long time. I mean, is this just the is this like the penultimate episode? Like you get one more run at this thing solo dolo because you know that your next spot's going to be with a certain somebody.
You know what? You probably make a good case. There's a good case there,
okay.
And it's not like as you would say I'm a spring chicken. I am 31 years old. I am getting
you
there.
Are in your peak. This is prime Pete. The P stands for prime. Prime, baby.
Yeah, and just to flip it back on you, I mean, you'll be right in the spot in about 2 years, you know. So don't.
Hey man, I live with my mom, man. So at this point, I'm just trying to graduate from the basement to the living room. So you know what? Honestly, baby steps. In the age of Corona, I've embraced the small victories, man.
It's weird because I wasn't thinking about that specifically, but I was thinking about like how this whole thing has pushed weddings back and different things. It's probably really put the trajectory of like a lot of life moments and maybe plans that you would have had or otherwise had on hold. Like I think everyone's just kind of holding their breath right now to see what's next. You know, when can you reasonably have these type of things?
Oh, I'm going to use the Corona excuse for at least the foreseeable future. I mean, I've got this built-in excuse for what, at least until quarantine. So we're fine.
You know, and we're about to get in the news, but it's starting to feel for me, and I don't know if you've gotten this feeling yet, like, I don't want to say hopeless, but you just don't really know when normalcy is going to happen based upon, like, everything everyone is saying. Like, people are starting to throw out the word 18 for the month category.
Mm-hmm.
18 months of this, I don't know how people are going to deal with that.
Since we're talking about it, might as well just go ahead and take us there. Pete, why don't you take us to a little thing that we call the what?
Welcome to the news.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
I feel like, as we've continued to do this show, Pete, like, right, like, for example, you were so excited to do the news that we just had to do the news. 4 months ago, you would have been like, man, all right, I guess we got to hit play on this now. But now you are excited. You are brand new newsman Peter Sweeney.
Well, everyone knows I'm a sportsman. I'm a weatherman, and I'm also a newsman. I'm a fun man. I'm a wise man. And I'm ready now to tap into one of the things I like, which is to do some fresh news.
Some hot, sweaty, passionate news. Haven't done that one in a while.
Yeah, bring it on.
Bringing back that hot, sweaty, passionate news on this, your KC Morning Show. Haven't done that one since when? Impeachment? Bringing it back.
Yeah, it's been a while. You really enjoyed the impeachment news. I mean, that, and I would complain about it, mm-hmm. and I would take that 10 times over a Corona news.
So. It's just, it was more fun because that was full of trivia. Like, that was so much useless information.
For half the country, it was fun.
It was great. You had, like, the Sergeant of Arms does this, and then you do that. That was, like, that's exciting. Got the Constitution involved. Now we got charts and graphs and antibodies, and that's too much for me. I can't do that. Mm-mm.
Yeah, and I mean, and we're pro-bodies on the show. We don't want to hear about antibodies.
It's a body-positive show. All right, Pete, let's do the news. Let's do the news. We said last week that it was going to be pretty bad. And every week, unfortunately, I feel like we're getting that same speech. So, Kansas City, we just got to keep gearing up for this one. It's going to be another tough one.
With the nation already reeling from COVID-19's catastrophic death toll, the Surgeon General warning Americans to brace for what could be the hardest and saddest week of their lives.
The next week is going to be our Pearl Harbor moment. It's going to be our 9/11 moment. It's going to be the hardest moment for many Americans in their entire lives.
Over the weekend, Dr. Deborah Birx, she said, y'all, if you don't have to even go to the store, don't do it.
The next 2 weeks are extraordinarily important, and that's why I think you've heard from Dr. Fauci, from myself, from the president and the vice president, that this is the moment to do everything that you can on the presidential guidelines. This is the moment to not be going to the grocery store, not going to the pharmacy, but doing everything you can to keep your family and your friends safe. And that means everybody doing the 6 feet distancing, washing your hands.
This is the moment. This is our moment. Now, if we put like some inspirational music in the background and maybe make it like an 80s montage, I feel like that could take off and people will get the spirit of it, and we're going to stay home and stay home and stay home.
Here's my thing. I don't necessarily know. We joked that I'm a newsman. I'll be honest. I don't know necessarily how the law works.
Hey, give yourself more credit.
But it just seems backwards, right? For all these stay-at-home guidelines to be in place. And then this kind lady, Dr. Deborah Birx, has to get on the television and say, no, now you really got to listen to it. Why is it, if it's so important, and it has been now for a couple weeks, why does she have to get on TV and say, now is the time to listen to this, which should be a law? Like, if it's that serious and you're seeing all these projections and numbers and who knows how many months ago they had them and whatnot, why not make fines and penalties and harsh, like I said a couple shows ago, the most of the American population, including yours truly, so I'm not on a high horse here, mm-hmm. are dumb. Make it laws. Make it and don't have these obviously too soft guidelines where people can just break them with no penalty, and then you have to get on TV and say, no, now you really, really have to follow these same things. There's no change. There was no change in the guidelines now. You know what I mean? It just seems like, what are we doing? I don't know what we're doing.
Did you get a mask? No, you did. You did. You said your dad got you some masks, right?
Yeah, I was actually wearing one the other day. And like, this is another thing too. And again, I just don't think it's strict enough where I'm wearing a mask, I'm walking on the road, and then I see three guys on their balcony playing beer pong. People are dumb. That's why we elect officials. Put the things in place so that we can get rid of this thing.
Friday, we finally got the word. You talked about staying at home. Well, Governor Mike Parsons, I guess he woke up. I guess he looked around and said, oh, damn, We got a virus going around. Okay.
Missouri's order says essential businesses that sell things must limit the number of people to either 10 or 25% of the building's capacity, depending on its size. Businesses with essential employees can apply for a waiver from the limitations on social gatherings. Restaurants can only provide drive-through, pickup, or delivery. And no one can visit nursing homes, retirement homes, or assisted living homes.
Under the order, Missourians are told not to leave their houses unless absolutely necessary. Everyone must also avoid social gatherings of more than 10 people. The governor is quoted saying, "This is a time we must all make sacrifices. Being at home is the safest place you can be for yourself, your families, and your fellow Missourians." A little late to the ball game, but hey, you know what? We were talking a bunch of mess. And you got to give credit where credit is due. Is it too little, too late? Who's to say? Seems like it might be. But you know what? Thank you, Governor, for doing what you should have been doing a long time ago. But thank you nonetheless. Pete, you knew what was happening. You knew the importance of making this thing feel real. Wyandotte County agrees with you. So Wyandotte County, they're starting to put their money where their mouth is. When it comes to staying at home, y'all got to stay at home. And if you don't, you may be subject to a fine.
Health officials here in Wyandotte County believe not enough people are doing what they can to stop the spread. So now they can issue up to a $500 fine if you're not following the order. According to the latest numbers from Wyandotte County, there's been 161 confirmed cases with 6 deaths.
This is a good way to go, to be safe. They're doing it right.
We know that Wyandotte County's population is uniquely vulnerable to COVID-19. This is from the UG Chief Medical Officer, Alan Greenier. Greener? I made it sound very important. Greenier? I think it's just Greener. Sorry. I tried to make you sound like a cool guy. That's okay. Well, Alan says that we have taken aggressive action in the Kansas City region and state of Kansas, but we must be even more diligent to take care of our community in the Wyandotte County.
See, this is a smart measure, and I am not for losing your freedom or for this government state, but if it's critical for everyone to stay home and you to not go out, then just that, this is exactly what I'm talking about, and you hope that everyone is cool in enforcing this. I'm not saying two people on the street with a kid and a mom should be penalized or something like that, but if it's egregious, there should be a measure that officers can take, and this is exactly what it sounds like in Wyandotte County.
I haven't been to the gym in weeks. No, I haven't been to the gym in like a month now. I am sacrificing. If I see them out there,
you are giving some real sacrifice.
This
here.
Is about me now. All right, I have sacrificed. Right. If you are not doing the amount of sacrifice that I'm putting in, then you got to go. I want a higher fine. I want $1,000. I think 500 is an entry level fine. I say it should be raised.
$500 is no joke. That can really mess with somebody's
you know what was no joke? These finances. Thirst traps I was posting. That was no joke. No joke was the sweat that glisten off of my left pec, which is my better pec. And I don't get a chance to show that off to the world anymore.
What I'll say about the thirst traps is you may as well just have taken one and just posted the same one every day because the only thing that changed in the photos were your shorts. Okay. The shorts.
No, you can the shorts would you can see the progression as I'm getting more and more swole. Sad boy summer coming soon. 2K20. Let's go.
Well, you're going to have to restart that process once the...
Going to have to run it.
Stay at home is lifted.
Going to have to run it back. Yeah. So stay at home. If I'm sacrificing the looks, then the least I can do is, you know, take one for the team. And the team is me. If you were given the coronavirus, if they were going to use you as like a guinea pig for a cure, would you do it? Well, now... It's a serious question, and even some of our friends in Kansas City are trying to get involved, trying to find a local cure for the coronavirus.
This phase one study is looking for 30 healthy adults. The FDA is fast-tracking this process, and local volunteers are already stepping up to be part of the study.
I've done 800 clinical trials in the last 34 years and 100 vaccine trials. This is by far, to me, the most important trial that we've done. Ever.
Researchers will be monitoring participants' antibody levels throughout the trial. Many are predicting a vaccine could be available in 18 months.
So what do you think, Pete? Would you do it still? I know we're trying to find a hustle. Is that the corona hustle that we're looking for?
Like try the vaccine?
Yeah, so they would give you a little bit of like the live virus, I'm assuming. And, and you're either going to get like the placebo, you get the sugar pill, or you get the real thing. Would you do it? Because weeks ago,
no.
I think I even said on the show I would.
No.
No, really? Still no? I still think I'm a hard yes. I think I still would.
I want to see a cure like anyone else. I don't know if I necessarily want to be experimental.
Well, they're
going to
pay you, man. They're going to pay you. They're probably going to pay you well, too.
Maybe then. I don't know. I guess everybody has a price, as the $1 Million Man will tell you.
Oh, did you just throw a Ted DiBiase reference into the world? Oh, I love you. That, again, audience of one, but I love you for it.
It truly depends on the money. And, you know, you got to weigh the money and the risk.
Everybody's got a price. What would your number be? Real talk, what would your number be?
I mean, it would have to be significant.
No. I'm putting you on the record. What would your number be? If you were going to get, and I'll even put a different qualifier. If you know for a fact that you're going to be, you're not going to die from this. You're going to be a guinea pig to maybe test out a cure. What is your price?
If you can guarantee that I'm not going to die, I'd probably do it for $5,000.
$5,000. Okay. Okay. You, I'm cheap. I do it for like $1,000. I mean, I don't blame you, but I'd do it for like $1,000.
I don't blame you, but I mean, what you've seen nationally, and you see stories come through, everyone thought at the beginning the coronavirus isn't going to impact people under 60, and then it got under 50, under 40, then now you're seeing 20-year-olds impacted. I mean, it's no joke. So
yeah, you're right. I'll give myself more credit. Maybe maybe five, at least 5,000, maybe. No, let's make it even 10. Let's make it a 10 G's.
So now you're going to go more than
that. Yeah, I need to make a profit out of this thing. You're right.
You're the type of guy where we both went to the clinic and you found out I'm making 5 and you go, what? I want to rework my deal.
Yep. Don't say that we are not international men on this, your KC morning show. We got listeners from across the pond. Hail to the Queen.
I'm speaking to you at what I know is an increasingly challenging time. Together we are tackling this disease, and I want to reassure you that if we remain united and resolute, then we will overcome it. We will succeed, and that success will belong to every one of us.
Reigning and defending Queen of England, been on the throne for 68 years. I had to throw that in there because we have international audience on this show. Don't get it twisted. Yes, we are your KC Morning Show, but we have international audiences. We have ears that expand all the borders. So there you go.
Queen of it. Remember, that's Queen Elizabeth of England, not Queen Beyonce of America.
That's true. Never get it twisted, ever. We just missed this news. Coming in on Friday. This one hurt, man. This one hurt so bad. R.I.P.
When she's gone.
Bill Withers. Going, gone.
No,
passed away on Friday at the age of 81.
Wow.
Due to some heart complications. Anytime. Just one of the best.
Got some jank.
One of the best to ever do it.
We can make it.
So he passed due to some heart complications. He won 3 Grammy Awards. Inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2015. I mean, he was sampled in so much. Lean on Me. Oh, God.
He's one of these artists that you start to hear the tracks and you're like, oh my God, he wrote that. It reminds me a little bit of the Beatles.
I mean, Lovely Day. You hear that track. We might play that later on in the show just to find a way to put it on. You put on Lovely Day, and you cannot not smile. Like, all is right in the world. When you put on Lovely Day, follow that up by Just the Two of Us. Anyway.
R.I.P.
Bill Withers, one of the best. And all those old videos of him, and he's got these big-ass arms, just bulky as hell, and he's just strumming the hell out of that guitar. Just, ugh. And we've all done that line in Ain't No Sunshine where we're not, I know, yeah, you don't leave me, old thing. Go ahead and do yourself a favor and listen to Lovely Day on repeat all day long. I still have not watched, what is it? What's that Joe Exotic show? Tiger something or another?
Tiger King.
Well, it's going to be on my list of things to do this week. I was preoccupied by WrestleMania over the weekend, so I can only do so many things at one time. But Tiger King...
I just don't get this. I got to say, I just don't get this schedule of yours where you can't fit in shows. Like, it's the weekend. I mean, it's not even that you have anything buzz-related that taking up your time. If you really wanted to watch Tiger King or any suggestion that I might give you, there's a window. There's a window somewhere.
I got Buck Wild this weekend, man. It was all wrestling. It was all booze. It was all other extracurricular activities.
Now, you keep saying you let loose. Were you by yourself?
Yeah,
like,
did you do this? Just kicking it. Me and the boys downstairs, and by the boys, I mean the dogs. We just were like, yo, it is time to let loose. It is time. Now, granted, we may have had a visitor, but for the most part, it was just me and the boys and being boys in quarantine, and it was awesome. But I didn't have a lot of time.
A visitor.
Let's not focus on that part of it. Let's focus on the part that we were having okay. a good time partying.
I speak for our audience when I say a visitor.
This is Jeff Lauren from the Tiger King show on Netflix. Thank you for watching our show. Take care, guys. We love you. Netflix is adding one more episode. We'll be on next week.
Next week,
yeah. We'll film it here tomorrow. Take care, stay safe, and put your mask on.
There you go. So nice to do it twice.
Yeah, you got to give a word of advice sometimes, and it's to what movies like the Rocky series and Batman 19. Look, you had a good thing. At some point, let it lie.
Yeah, right.
Let it lie.
Right. I mean, one of my favorite quotes, and I say it all the time on the show, is "How can I miss you if you don't go away?" You know, this feels like you gotta let it breathe. You gotta let it breathe a little bit.
That's why Hartzell and I take Tuesdays and Thursdays off.
That's right. That's you know what? That's exactly why. Let's wrap it up with this. Some good news. So if more Tiger King wasn't enough good news for you, let's do one more positive story. 100 people for 100 years. That's what I titled this story.
This is Miss Charlene's 100th birthday. And I don't know if you can see it, but this is pretty incredible. We got police, we got fire trucks, and there's Miss Charlene.
Miss Charlene turned 100 years old and was celebrating by 100 of her friends. They all drove by, the nursing home. Around 100 people drove around. It was so big that they had to block off the roads. The fire department came and had to block off streets because people wanted to come and wish Miss Charlene a happy 100. So from us at the KC Morning Show, happy birthday.
As I get older, and you never think about these things when you're like really young, like, and I'm saying, you know, between the ages of 0 and like 25, but you get, and not to say that I'm that much older, but you get to like a certain age and you just start to think about what the next 20, 30, 40 years of your life are going to look like. I am not looking forward to that age of my life, and I hope I get there because it is a blessing, but where people just start talking to you like you're a baby again. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Like I'm glad that they're doing this for Miss Charlene. I'm sure she loved it. I'm sure it was great. But you hear her, they're like, "How are you feeling, Miss Charlene?" Like, this woman has seen so much.
I'm just like, put me down. You know what? Hold
on.
Because
I don't want to be spoken to like a baby.
It feels like a Flowers for Algernon kind of situation, that's a deep cut right there. But yeah, I feel like, man, for me, once we get past like, I was going to say 60, I feel like that's being a little bit too generous. Anything past 49 for me. Anything past 49 is borrowed time, and it's a privilege, and it's just...
That's a little young to be making the cutoff.
If you knew the kind of weekend that me and the boys got into this weekend, then you would understand.
I keep going back to this. The boys are dogs, right?
Yes, my Westie and my mutt. We got after it, and that's all I'll say about that. So, yeah, anything past 49, Godspeed and borrowed time.
Did you give the dogs a bowl of beer, or how did that work?
No, but one of them, do I need to bleep this out? Maybe not. One of them may have gotten a hold of a little bit of a brownie that may have been a little
bit.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. So that was fun.
Dogs can't have chocolate.
It was an interesting day. Yeah, it sure was. Yeah, trust me, Pete, I know they can't have it. Trust me, I know. It was.
Well, let me write this down because Peter is going to call PETA after this, too.
He's fine. We're fine. Trust me, we are fine. He was.
This is what you said about the coronavirus.
Oh no! I can't be fooled again. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, and that's all I got, Pete. That is your news. How was that?
Okay.
How did we do for a Monday?
Probably C plus B minus.
Yeah, and I get that. I mean, did I just partially incriminate myself? I feel like that's not great.
You partially incriminated yourself. I thought the news was okay. I'm not just saying that you get deserve that grade. I mean, how high could you grade this news? It's not a fun news segment right now. There's not a lot of fun news to talk about.
No. If I'm involved, that's an A++. All right? We scream fun on this show. When I think fun, I think the KC Morning Show, damn it.
That's a B- ceiling for Hartzell. Coming up, sports on your KC Morning
Show.
I'll
take it.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
Peter T. Sween, the T stands for Take Me to Sports.
Welcome into sports. Some somber news. Happy but somber. The late Kobe Bryant elected to the 2020 Hall of Fame. Kobe, Tim Duncan, and Kevin Garnett highlight the 2020 class. We believe it's like a class of 10 people. But here was Vanessa Bryant on ESPN.
Vanessa, what does Kobe's election into the Hall of Fame mean to you and your daughters?
It's an incredible accomplishment and honor, and we're extremely proud of him. Obviously, we wish that he was here with us to celebrate, but it's definitely the peak of his NBA career, and every accomplishment that he had as an athlete was a stepping stone to be here. So we're incredibly proud of him, and there's some solace in knowing that he was probably going to be a part of the 2020 Hall of Fame class.
She's pretty impressive.
Yeah, she's been unreal since this whole thing happened, being able to speak to the media. There'd be no way, if I were in his shoes, that I'd be able to do so. She lost Kobe and her daughter in that tragic accident, Gigi, earlier this year. And so Kobe now immortalized, and Tim Duncan and Kevin Garnett are two other great players of our lifetime, so they'll go in too.
And it's such a bummer because this class, especially for, I don't know, our generation, you're 31, I'm 28. Like, when I think of the stories I'm going to tell my kids about NBA, it's going to be about Kobe and, like, Duncan and mm-hmm. KG and, you know, everything is possible, you know, that whole thing. So, yeah, somber, mm-hmm. But, you know, definitely well-deserved, that's for sure.
Donald Trump talked with the United States pro sports leaders this weekend to discuss the virus on a conference call. I want fans back in the arenas, he later said in a briefing at the White House. I think whenever we're ready, as soon as we can, obviously, and the fans want to be back too. They want to see basketball and baseball and football and hockey. They want to see sports. They want to go out to the golf courses and breathe nice, clean, beautiful, fresh air. Well, maybe he does for sure, and we know that. The NBA, the NHL, the NFL, and MLB, they were all represented by their commissioners, Adam Silver, Gary Bettman, Roger Goodell, Rob Manfred. PGA Tour was on the call, so was Motor Speedway, UFC's Dana White, Vince McMahon, MLS was on the call, WNBA.
I love Vince found a way to get on the call. He just, you know, he's like, hey, Donald, you know, you're a WWE Hall of Famer, so I expect to be on this call.
A person with knowledge of the call said that the president believes the NFL season, scheduled to begin September 10th right here in Kansas City, likely, not in stone yet, but right here in Kansas City, will start on time with fans in seats. But that seemed too optimistic for California Governor Gavin Newsom, who was asked if he thought the NFL season would start on time. And he said, I'm not anticipating that happening in the state, Newsom said. It's confusing because I think by the time September comes, there'll be some states that maybe are ready for that, or at least ready for competition without fans. I think the question is every state going to be ready?
No.
Because there's NFL teams in every
state.
I
mean, until we have an actual cure, or that's what I was reading.
Right.
For soccer, I was reading, like, until we actually have a cure or some type of antidote, we're just talking in circles right now. Because in Canada, they
and
close
so,
the
but
borders.
Like here's my thing. I'm trying to figure out in my own head if Trump is being optimistic is a good thing, or does it make things worse? And I don't think it makes things worse, but it just gives people false hope, which I don't necessarily think is a good thing for anybody. Like, I think about any line of business. I'm not just talking about government or whatever. You hear the phrase all the time, under promise, over deliver. Yeah. I don't want to say, yeah, you know, if I'm in charge of somebody, I think you're going to be getting a raise in June. And then June comes and they don't get that raise. And they're like, well, what's going on? If you would have said, and you knew this by the end of the year, and you could maybe get it by June, man, that person is overjoyed. And so just to keep morale, like, it's almost like morale 101, I find. Like, I think it is nice that he is optimistic. But the answer is, it might be September 10th, right? If scientists can figure
it
out.
That'd be awesome.
But the answer is, I don't know. I mean, nobody really knows right now. And so to get these commissioners on a call, I mean, I think everyone wants to get back to that normalcy, but it's like, at least in my opinion, shoot me straight. Just tell me you don't know.
And I don't want to sidetrack, but I mean, honestly, you know, and he's been on the show a bunch, but like, I think Mayor Keyes done a really great job with it.
Right.
You know, it's kind of, you got to toe that line of being like cheerleader in chief, but also you got to, you know, sell it to me straight.
Yeah. I think we're on the same page. And then of course there was WrestleMania, you know, WWE, put on this two-night show without fans this weekend. And I'll tell you what I think, Hartzell, and then you could throw it back to me. I think at the beginning on Saturday, so it was a two-night program.
First time.
From Saturday to Sunday, 6 to 10 local time each night. I thought that at the beginning of it, I'm like, well, this isn't going to be fun. No crowd is going to be weird. And then by the end of it, I kind of got used to it. And I know WrestleMania is different from other sports, but what it made me realize is that these sports could go on without fans and people could still get into them. Every sport.
Yeah, I came into it very much thinking it's like opening night at a Broadway show. You know, cuz you know the outcomes are scripted. We don't use the F word around here. It's a scripted show, not a FAKE show. So it was in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, all these performers, they know they're about to bring it. Like, we're about to get like an Oscar award winning performance. Like, that was my headcanon, at least. And I really loved it, because it's wrestling. It's all theater. It's theater of the mind. It's poetry in motion. And they got a chance to be weird. Like I said, we essentially just saw an acid trip segment at WrestleMania last night with John Cena. And it was amazing. It was amazing. A social critique. It was like a commentary on John Cena, who was, maybe he's always been a bad guy. Like, he's used weaknesses to make fun of people. It's just, it was so good and so weird and so trippy, and it was so wrestling.
Yeah, and like I said, I just think in the bigger, grander stage of it, you could put the NBA guys back on the floor, and yes, it would be very odd at first. But by the end of the WrestleMania and the end of the 8 hours of wrestling this weekend, you were used to no fans, and it was okay. Yeah. I just never thought that would be the case. I thought WWE was making a huge mistake by still putting this show on, but it ended up being, at least in my opinion, the right call.
And that's the thing. At no point am I going to say that it was the right call, because I don't really know if it was or not. I know I 100% enjoyed it, and maybe that makes me selfish. And I hope they were all, but I loved it.
I'll tell you why it was. Because I know we're still asking questions. If you can find a way for the performers to be tested and to make it safe, and I'm not sure they did that, so that'd be the only question, but let's assume that they did. This was a welcomed distraction. And I think that's behind the spirit of Trump getting on the call. Like, he really doesn't know, and that's dumb, but at the same time, we need things like WrestleMania. We right now, America could really use the NBA playoffs, and it's, how can that happen? And maybe WWE found something here where they said, yeah, we took all the fans out of the arena. We had a limited amount of people there. We were testing constantly. Apparently, Stephanie McMahon was testing for fevers and whatnot. And at least what it proved to me is sporting events could be possible. Now let's see how I think the rest of the sports, and again, it's a little different, I get that, but how the rest of the sports follow suit.
It only takes one. It only takes that one league to do it, and then the rest of them say, okay, we're going to do it too.
Yeah, and that's why I think, you know, even bigger than wrestling, it was big for the United States, because Vince and the McMahon family proved that you could still put on an event, take fans out of the mix. I mean, like, knowing the TV money that I know in the NFL, they may never have fans there again because you can have 30,000 people watching from home. But no, that won't be the case, I don't think. But But yeah, so I wonder if the NFL is close to the time, if not on the time, but just no fans this season. I just think maybe you start to see more of that.
Well, if we learned one thing this weekend, it's that, and we've been saying it forever, if anything is validation for us, life is wrestling, and wrestling is life. It's true.
That's right.
And that's now on the record.
Hartzell, I don't even really want to take a sweep here because I don't really have a ton of events.
Okay, and I don't want you to because I really want an excuse to play Lovely Day. We're going Bill Withers in the background right now. So if you got any kind of anything, go ahead and bring it to me.
So it seems like a lot of these virtual events, and this is what I'll just explain to our listeners. It seems like a lot of these virtual events that are bigger are happening toward the end of the week. So I'll have some maybe on the Wednesday show, definitely on the Friday show. There are virtual things happening every day. So if you're interested in something that usually meets up, like a course or a hobby, just check online. It feels like people are trying to find ways to still make something happen online with whatever it is that you usually do. We did receive an email from a listener, Adam, who recommended that, and we missed the Saturday date, but there's future dates. It's called Quarantined at Fireside Barbecue. It's pulling to a lot located at 10400 Maston. You tune your radio to 89.7 and you listen and watch the live music, and a car hop will come to you. They take your order, and it's a way to have live entertainment in your car. And so this is what they've been doing. Now they did it on Saturday. I think I must have missed the email, but they're also doing the entertainment Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday evenings. Bringing in various local artists so you can social distance, get some food delivered to your car, apparently very safely, and then watch this concert with your radio tuned in.
Nice.
So pretty cool thing to do, almost like a drive-in movie theater for a concert. So thank you to Adam for sending that in. Sorry I missed your email that first time around, but yeah, that'll be a fun thing to do as people are trying to find ways to get outside or not necessarily outside, but in your car and out and about from your house.
Man, there's got to be a way for us. I've been trying to think of ways we could put something together because, you know, we've got a lot of friends and we know how to do all this streaming stuff. There's got to be a way we could put together like a KC Morning Show something, like maybe a couple bands play. I'm not going to say it's like a concert, but maybe we could do a something. I don't know. Maybe like a live art thing. I'm trying to make a thing work is what I'm trying to say.
Live art for the KC Morning Show.
Maybe just a picture of you, because you are art, Pete. Peter A. Sweeney, A stands for autiste.
Yeah, let's put our minds to it. Maybe there's something we could do. I mean, it's just tough right now because you can't really leave the house, and that's been the recommendation. So we're not trying to break the law. I don't know if you have $500 to send to Wine.com.
I sure do not. Sure do not. Well, Pete, what you got going on the rest of your day, the rest of tomorrow? Then we'll be back on Wednesday. What you got going on?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's been nonstop working on this book. So today we're going to turn the page from that, get back to the usual schedule during the off season. I'll also put up a Jokes at Noon, which I know you'll enjoy.
Oh, Jokes at Noon. Can you give me a little Jokes at Noon tease? You got anything? Make this a real lovely day and give me a Jokes at Noon tease.
Well, so last night I ordered Hawaiian pizza and I took a bite of it and it burned my mouth, and I was just hoping that they'd put it at aloha temperature. Instagram.com/PGSween at noon. But yeah, so I think tonight I'm going to plan and start to figure out what I have to do each night. And so I don't have to overwhelm myself with all the moving. I could go one thing at a time. And then, yeah, the moving process will begin. Cardboard box season.
Cardboard box, baby!
What up?
Send your boxes to @PGSween on Instagram. DM him with all your boxing know-how @PGSween.
Hey, man, I'm glad that you had a good weekend. Glad you were sipping and gave your dog a brownie and had a visitor.
Yeah, man, we got to go home.
What's the rest of your week?
We got to go find ourselves. We got to go rethink some decisions. Now I'm going to go recover.
You got a few You got a few Netflix shows to watch anyway, don't you?
Yeah, I
got to
go watch Money Heist. I'm going to do that for you. I'm going to go ahead and do, was it Casa de Papel?
Yeah. The Boy Who Cried Money Heist. There he is, right there. All right.
I'll give you that. We got some Tiger King. I'm going to definitely rewatch that Firefly Funhouse with John Cena. That acid trip that was WrestleMania. I can't stress how good that was. It was so ridiculous. It was amazing. Other than that, man, we're just going to do this thing live. And if you got anything, you got any virtual events, got anything you want us to know about, or just want to say hi, because we're good for that too. At kcmorningshow@gmail.com. My handle at heartsoul965 across all platforms. Pete's at pgsween. Did I nail that?
You gotta change your handle to just Heart.
No. It's a tribute. 965 is the numbers of my first ever radio station, of which I am still employed. Knock on wood. I'm just not there right now. So it's a tribute. And plus, once you change that, actually, most importantly, the reason why I haven't is once you change it, you lose that blue check mark, and I can't lose that clout.
I'm going to sign up Twitter for just Hartzell and just have that. So when you want it.
Trust me, it's already eventually been done. There's a guy, his name is Eric Hartzell. Gary. His name is Gary Hartzell. He's an old man. He hasn't posted since 2014. Trust me, I've tried to reach out, and I was told that Twitter was working on it. Spoiler, Twitter was not working on it. So until then, I'm still Hartzell965.
Twitter, as much as I love it, and I do love Twitter, impossible to contact anybody.
Oh, yeah, nobody. My voicemail went straight to nobody. It's in the cloud right now, I think, maybe. So we'll work on that. But anyway, Pete, a pleasure as always. I miss you, man. I haven't seen you in actual person. I haven't seen those luscious locks, and it's been over a month now.
Let's hope sometime in 2020 we get to hang out again.
We got to hang out. But maybe maybe at some point we'll be able to maybe shake hands and, show some mutual respect to each other. That's about it, though. I'm not sure we got to hang out or do any of that.
Yeah, we'll hang. Okay. We'll hang.
Well, let's say we did and don't.
You heard from the Queen of England earlier. Now the Sween of England is saying you and I are going to hang out.
That's enough of that. My name is Hartzell. Let's hit the button. that's how we got. My name's Hartzell. Pete, say goodbye, my friend. Say goodbye to these beautiful people.
Goodbye, my friend.
My name's Hartzell. This is your KC Morning Show. We will see you in the
KC Morning Show.
Come over for some tea.